reveal the truth.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is April 23rd. It's a Tuesday, 2024. Well, or whatever day you want to make it up to be. Again, guys, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. And I want you guys, I'm not trying to tear down your belief of whatever it is you have belief in, but I do want to redirect, you know, change the angle in which you look at it and the process and what you think of it, the, you know, the perspective and perception of things. I really want you to understand that, guys, they mess with your time on a daily basis. This is a normal thing for them. This is what they do. They love manipulating you. They love playing with you. They love controlling, like, ooh, watch what I can do. I can change time. I can manipulate money. I can create a crime. I can create a law. I can create all these different things that really don't have anything to do with reality. I could just create them out of nothing. What are you doing, Cinder? Hi. So anyway, I was watching, you know, the over the weekend, I watched the House of Representatives in gleeful cheering and applauding of themselves. Hey, Vince, good to see you. I want to be, Vince wants his freedom. Edward, good to see you. Jonathan, thank you so much for being here. And Ken, also, thank you so much for being here as well. Early risers, it looks like everybody's here. John Kennedy won't be here today, guys. He is off gallivanting around. I don't know what he's doing. He said he was just going to not be around, so I'm just giving him a hard time. But John did check in earlier to see how to let me know that he would not be around this afternoon. So, John, enjoy your time away. We will note you as being absent, and that's just how that works. So, your attendance is noted. Edward, thank you so much for chiming in for everybody there. Thank you so much, sir. Now, I watched this stuff go on Saturday, and I was flabbergasted. Laurent, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here up there in Canada. Got the old Canucks here already. Thank you for being a part of the show. Listen, I want you to be happy about this. I want you to be emboldened by this. I want you to actually be able to stand up and go, you know what, guys? I don't need you anymore. I'm not part of what you're doing. I'm not going to be dictated by your actions. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to be my own person. I'm going to be who I want to be. And that's actually very simple. It's very simple, but you have to have the belief in yourself that you can do this without Uncle Sam. You can get along on this big blue marble here and not have to look around and go, oh, gee, I wonder if my government's there to save me. Just a quick update for everybody on Twitter. We did lose our position. We were up to 3,303 followers. Today, we are at 3,299. So we've lost since yesterday when I started the show. We've lost 4 since then. So Twitter's doing their best to make sure and ban and do all their good stuff, shadow ban me in all the right ways. And, you know, looking down through here, I guess I just didn't get any new likes today. So we are down a total of 4 going against the grain, going the wrong direction. Douglas, good to see you, Douglas Cobb. Thank you so much for being here. He goes, sorry, been so busy. You know that how that goes. Absolutely, Douglas. Appreciate it. We have been taking note, though, that you haven't been here in attendance, and we will be giving you 50 lashes with a wet noodle because that's what we do here. The grades are made up, the stars don't matter, and the disciplines are never administered. So it's sounds like the real education system. I ought to just get myself my own USD whatever, United States, USD. USD, USD. What does USD stand for? I guess I never really looked that up. Let me, I guess we'll ask the question together. USD meaning. I don't know. I guess that's what I wanted to look at. No, it says USD is United States dollar. USD for schools. I mean, I don't know. You guys are guess as good as mine. Oh, Unified School District. Unified. Unified is a school district that generally includes and operates both primary school, high school under the same district control. The distinction is predominantly in the states where elementary school districts and high school districts are. Oh, so there's a elementary district and a high school district, and you bring them together, they're a unified school district. Wow. I guess I learn new stuff every day. Let's see what else. Marsha, good to see you. Marsha Enderton is here. Oh, Vince Braun gave me the answer, Unified School District. Well, looking in the definition there, I was able to see that that it is a high school and elementary, and then when you combine them together, they become unified. Who knew? I did not know that there was a separation of those two, so thank God for someone really sitting down and defining that for us. Whew, what would we do? Hey, Rebecca, good to see you. My daughter Rebecca is here. Thank you so much for being here, Rebecca. And Lindsay, good to see you as well. Carrie Heiserman showed up. Looks like he's in the house. And anyway, so over the weekend, we got to watch some of the most ludicrous stuff in the world. Well, I did. You got to watch it through my eyes, I guess, or I'm telling you my mind's vision of it. And the sad, sad part of it is in reality, these people, okay, go back a little bit here with me. I am a student, if you will, of body language and watching people's, how they walk and their gait and mannerisms and things like that. And I try to pay attention to these things. I really try to, you know, see what the person's going through. I have literally watched my Congress as if I was at my folks' Georgetown Assisted Living Center. And I'm not saying that because of the decisions they make. I'm not saying that because of, I'm not saying that just because they look old, or I'm not saying that because they are old. I'm not saying that because of I hate what they keep doing and spending money on things that they have no idea what they're doing. I'm not saying it looks like a nursing home because of that. I'm saying it looks like a nursing home because of the hunched backs, the forward shoulders, the shuffling walk, the little half step walks. I'm watching this go on and I'm absolutely floored. And if you turn the volume off and you don't think about it being C-SPAN, you're like, what are these people doing? They trying to find their lunch trays for lunch? I mean, what's going on here? And so we see that this is a problem where our judicial system is actually being ran by a bunch of people who look like you should be visiting them for Thanksgiving at their nursing home. Or they should be just shuffling off to go to their lunch and getting their applesauce and their Ozempic, you know, getting their blood sugars checked. These people, I'm going to tell you right now, these people are in their 70s and 80s. And what do we have any in the 90s? I don't know if that's a thing or not. Hey, Jill, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Lindsay, thank you so much as well. You think it's a bingo night at the old folks home? Oh, yeah. I don't even think the old folks home have that much action on a whole bingo night there. Hey, Leanne, good to see you. Thank you for being here. Tim Fazebacher, good to see you. Fazebacher, what's up, buddy? All right, so, yeah, Twitter, you guys got to get your shit together because I'm tired of you guys taking away my followers, and then I'm supposed to be okay with it over here. When I think about how this whole thing is going down, and I watched the elation of these elderly people who literally haven't been to school, some of them in 50 or 60 years, In a public school system. Now, they may have went to college, and they may have gotten their Juris Doctorate to be a lawyer. But if I remember right, that's not a big thing because Joe's got a Juris Doctorate. And so does Uncle Barry and Big Mike. And Aunt Hillary's got a Juris Doctorate, and Uncle Bill's got a Juris Doctorate. And, I mean, guys, I'm not... Okay, Vince. Good. Thanks for letting me know. But having a Juris Doctorate doesn't mean anything. What is a Juris Doctorate? Nothing. I mean, if Joey's got one and he rode a million miles on Amtrak, right? Anyway, this guy there's nothing special about having a Juris Doctorate. That doesn't make you special. It doesn't make you anything. But let me go back. So if you just watch the body language and you watch all these things going on, it is breathtaking, and you really have to sit back and go, okay, listen, guys. Thanks, Douglas. Appreciate that. He says, you are live in my Trump group right now. Well, very good. Thank you. I need that. I need that, man. I need it. I need the special treatment. And now my tablet has decided to do something weird here. We'll just restart everything because that's what we do. Anyway, but today, so yesterday I was watching C-SPAN and I was watching, you know, all this stuff go on, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, they're going to be voting on that. You got to get that Senate bill through right away. You got to get that Senate bill right. You got to hurry and get that Senate bill through. And so I was sitting there yesterday and I was like, okay, it's going to happen. So I just kept checking back in and nothing was there. And I'm like, okay, maybe, just maybe, they're going to go ahead and not vote on this. Hey, Tanya Price, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I kind of thought maybe they were just going to wait. And I thought, well, they'll wait until closer to the election, or they're going to wait until, you know, just a little bit of time here or there. No. I was silly me. Yesterday they must have been doing something really important, because today they put that stuff through, and they also did, I guess Schumer, he was trying to put some of his own little caveats on this. He was trying to put in their little ride or die money for his homies, you know, pour one out for my dead homies. He was doing something for them, and I don't know what he was trying to do, and I missed that part, but they did vote that down. So thank God we didn't have Schumer amendments in there. And I will tell you something, guys. I don't have a stack of paper. I don't know if I got a stack of paper that thick from that. What this guy has, I guess, got some stuff in here that I don't think that's anyway, I don't know. Here, where we do? Oh, we'll just do these newspapers. This is the Flame. This is the Flame. I've written several articles for him. The Flame. If you guys look it up. Anyway, he's standing here and he's standing at the podium and he's got like this much paper, and he's reading through, going like this, and he's got to read through all this. He doesn't look up. A couple of times he stops and looks around, I guess, to see if anybody's still in the room. And he just keeps going. He's just like this the whole time. Blacka blacka blicka 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 blicka. Oh, yeah, sorry, hold on. Blacka blicka 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 blicka. You guys don't realize we come running when our allies need money. Our allies are the best people in the world. And then if you come at us, boy, you're going to know it, and you got yourself a fight, boy. We're the best, boy, boy, boy. Anyway, so Schumer got up there, told the world. Now, I hate this. I'm going to hate this next statement, guys. Listen to me. This is not good for us. I agreed with Bernie Sanders. Terrence says the Italian media made fun of the resident again yesterday, or again today. Well, yeah, they should. It's an easy target. So go get ahead of me yet. So guys, there is this whole thing with how this looks, how this is, gives you all the reasons to have more power and more strength in who you are. You have all this ability to do things that I don't think you've ever given yourself credit for. And in the annals of history, things that we absolutely know so far in the last 100 years or so, and everything past about 100 years or so ago, I'm going to tell you right now, it's actually, I can't get us past the 1880s. Somewhere in the 1880s, some things got moved around. Some things got shifted around. Some things just, I don't know what happened. But in the 1880s, something before that wasn't put in the history books the way it was supposed to be. And it's absolutely a mess for us right now. I could tell you right now, there's something going on there. But anyway, I had to agree with Bernie Sanders today. And I'm not happy about it. And as I listened to Bernie Sanders talk about how we don't need to, we do not need to put people in harm's way. We do not need to be spending more money into the Middle East. He went on to say, now this was the exaggeration on his part, and I was doing pretty good to stay with him on a lot of stuff, but he goes, the Gaza Strip is uninhabitable, and there are people losing their lives and has no monies, and their foods is just, they don't have, they're not safe, and the food is not brigger, brigger, brigger. And he just went on. And I don't know if that guy could have any more messier hair or any more crooked glasses or any worse posture, but he is killing it. I mean, you talk about a guy who looks like he's just this side of homeless. Like they pulled him out from underneath the bridge and said, hey, we need you to read this document real quick. This guy is up there, you know, doing whatever it is and blah, 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 blah. And I do agree. We don't need to be spending money on Israel. We don't need, because by the way, guys, listen, like I said yesterday, last year, Israel had a deficit of $5 billion. Now, between the numbers that I have heard, now this is amazing. I have watched Fox. I have watched all three C-SPANs. And I have yet to get a solid number of exactly how much money is going to Israel. And there is no way to track the check, the money going to humanitarian aid. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the humanitarian aid has no guidelines, no bumpers, no rules, no expectations, no follow through, nothing, no oversight. There is no oversight in the money going to humanitarian aid. So why am I saying all this? Well, Bernie Sanders was all about, you know, giving money to Hamas, which there is money in there for Hamas and for the Palestinians. Palestinians? I don't know. It's just a made-up name. I mean, I'm trying to make it up as I go along. But, Phil the Burn is up there making sense, except for the part where he's like, there is nothing habitable and life cannot exist in the Gaza Strip. We all know what that means. Alice says there's a reason there is no oversight, and we all know what that means. Yeah, looks like Bernie's going to get himself another Audi and maybe another mansion, and Schumer's going to get himself another check. Now, guys, I'm going to say something, and I want you guys to listen to me without judgment here. I want you guys to pay attention and just open up your heart and open up your mind here a little bit. And don't go back to the programming when I say this. But I do want you guys to think about this. This whole Jewish thing, it's not coming out the way it's supposed to. It's not looking the way it should. I think that there's more going on than you realize. And I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm not an anti-Semite, which I don't understand why anti-Israel, but a Semite? I don't know. Anyway, I love how we always church up these words and try to make things bigger than what they really need to be. I don't believe that this is going to end up coming out the way we hoped it would. I think that Israel is going to come out to be the wrong person. I think that Israel is a problem in the future for these guys. Jim volunteers for oversight. Well, yeah, I'll volunteer. I bet you they won't have the ability to send any of that money because they're not going to have a good reason, according to me. By the way, guys, when I did my federal contracting, there was absolutely no wiggle room for anything. they would hold up our payments. They would hold up our money for just any, like, oh, well, you didn't have this, you didn't have this page right. You had it out of order. I mean, there was just amazing how bad it was. But I'm going to go with this, guys. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that this Jewish thing is going to end the way we think it's going to. I don't think it's going to come out really well. I think a lot of this, when you go back to the original post that I put out over the weekend, last weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend. Was it last weekend? Or was it? Anyway, let me see here. Going back. Where'd it go? Come on, Jimmy. Come on. Where is it at? All right, here it is. I posted this April 13th, and this is on my Facebook page as well as my Instagram and Twitter. Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran. Now, wait, guys, listen. This is a post from 4 years ago, almost four full years ago, October 17th, okay? Now, if you listen to this post and you kind of just close your eyes for a second and not get too wound up in the now of things and think about how foretelling this really is, how far out this really is. Ukraine, China, Iraq, Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family. How do you protect your investments? Okay. Control, infiltrate, DOJ, FBI, State Department, Intel, News. How many fired FBI receive a book deal? Book deals can be lucrative. Follow the money. U.S. taxpayers paid for it all. Information warfare. Now, Ukraine, China, Iraq, and Iran. Why are these guys back in? Why is Iran back in? Why are we back in that again? I thought we kind of quit doing that whole thing since 2020. See, this is it, guys, where we're seeing there's a lot of things that they're telling us right in front of our face, but we are always too quick to run past what's right in front of our face and say, oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. And in reality, these things do come to us over time. And we just got to be mindful of that. So just kind of be careful when we think about what the future lies. I think a lot of this is absolutely, this is all part of the plan. And we got some others. Kerry Heisman says, BB is running Joe. He's the Antichrist. How much are they spending on the Middle East? I'm curious. Rebecca, right now there is $300 billion going to Ukraine. And then we just wrote a check this last weekend for another $100 billion to go into the Middle East. By the way, guys, I don't know if you guys realize this, on that humanitarian aid that I just told you that is unencumbered, that has no checks and balances, no oversight on, Haiti is on the list, Sudan is on the list, parts of Africa are on that list, parts of the Middle East are on that list, parts of South America are on that list. What I'm trying to point out to you is, guys, we're not a democracy, we're a kleptocracy. We're a kleptocracy when those that are in charge are the greatest con artists doing nothing but stealing from the people. And that is absolutely where we're at this point. So again, we just be careful about when you run into topics and you run into statements and just look at how this is on the bigger picture of things. So kleptocracy is what we are when we have con artists who are doing nothing but stealing from the people. That's what we live under right now. Now, look at that. Twitter is way off today. Yesterday, by this time, I already had 55 views on my video on TikTok or on Twitter. And now, down 4 followers today, and I've only got 7 views. It is breathtaking, absolutely breathtaking, watching this go in real life. Now, when you think about the kleptocracy of things, when you think about that, and you say, oh, that makes a lot more sense, but now what do you do about it? Well, you cut off the funding. if we are the consumers, if we are the payees, if we are the people who consume government, but we stop paying the government, does the government have the credit and the ability to go borrow more money? Now, let me say that again, and I'll use some different words here. But when you have a government who's using you as an asset because you pay in taxes and you have a specific value according to your Social Security number and your birth certificate and the number on the backside of your Social Security card. Now, those bonds are what they pull money on. It's what they lean against. If you pull yourself out of the machine, you pull yourself away from the machine, you just get out of the way and let the chips fall where they may. You let them trust fall onto the ground. You let them fall on their own. You don't do anything to help them. You don't say, hey, you're screwing up. You don't go after them and say, hey, here's how you do it. You just let them fail on their own, and you let them walk away from you and let that moment define them, and it does not define you. That moment right there, that's where you take ultimate control of everything in your life. You become the captain of your own ship, right? You become the man. But too many times we think it's too hard because you think, well, I got to do all this stuff and I got to get a committee and I got to... Well, no, actually, in reality, you just step back. You just pull back. You quit swiping credit cards and use cash. You stop swiping credit cards and you use cash. You stop using credit cards so they can take that 2 and 3% to use that against you and get with BlackRock. Every transaction has a 2 to 6% backside charge for credit card use. Stop using credit cards. Stop using your debit card. That's how your bank makes money. Every time you swipe your debit card, they get to keep 3% of wherever you purchase that at. Guys, this is a problem for us. We have to create a parallel economy. You look at the system, you're like, well, I don't know what's going on, Jimmy. I've been just doing my tap, tap, tap with my credit card. Everything's fine. I don't give them no money. I don't do this. Every time you make a purchase that's inside the system, when you make a purchase that they are pulling taxes out of, when they are making a purchase through, when they are making a purchase through their electronic SWIFT system, you're just feeding the machine that's eating you. So go take all the cash out of your bank account. Put it into silver. Take the cash out of your bank account. I've got a gold guy here that wants to work with me here. Wes Peters. I met him when it was at the wedding. Met him and Swiss America. He wants to, if you guys want gold sent to you. He doesn't care if it's $100 in gold a week. If you only have $100 a month to send him, he will send you $100 in silver. If you want $500 a month, he will send you $500. If you want $5 million in silver, he will send you $5 million in silver. And that's how we do it. You pull the silver out away from them. You push the currency back into their system, but pull the precious metals out. Putting something that's a denim dollar that has no value and putting it into tangible silver, guys, that's how you make this whole thing crash. That's how you make it what you want to be because you're controlling your own destiny. Because it's going to have to go back to a gold-backed standard, just like that BRICS is. BRICS is a gold-backed standard. It really is. And so if you go to BRICS and you look at that BRICS and you say, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. And let's see, oh, that's a gold-backed standard. Oh, wait, if I have gold, then I have currency. Then I have I have the reserve of a currency. Very easy. Very, very easy to look at. All right, let me do this real quick. I want you guys to hear your commando here. This guy is amazing. His ability to hold an audience is just breathtaking. I'm just kidding. All right, here's your pedo in chief.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
All right, for you, those of you, let's try it one more time.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yeah, how many times, folks? This guy can't be trusted. He's the problem, Your Honor. Everybody else is the problem, not me. So this is another one. I'm going to put this one up here for you guys to take a look at. This is the look between Crooked Joe in Florida and President Trump in Florida. So this is the crowd that went up to the podium there to meet Biden, and then here's the crowd that shows up for Trump. You guys got to figure out, you know, that there is a lot more to this, right? So I just want to make sure you guys saw that. Now, I did watch this, the Trump, or not Trump, I did watch the speech with Biden. I happened to go over there. Now, by the way, let me tell you about how unfair the world is to Republicans, or I should say conservatives that are not a part of the establishment play. When Trump was up on his campaign trails, when he was doing his rally as president, when he was doing all these different things, C-SPAN never played any of his stuff. Do you want to guess today who was on C-SPAN? Do you want to guess where that video feed that you just watched, where that was actually coming from? Well, that's from C-SPAN. C-SPAN doesn't cover Trump. C-SPAN doesn't go and make sure that Trump is getting the coverage that he needs. C-SPAN doesn't make sure that Trump gets all the fairness that he should. No, nope, they don't do that for Trump. But they did it for Biden. This is absolutely for you guys. I think you guys need to really pay attention to this, that there's a lot more to the world going on around us. There's so many indicators. Things are coming out fast. Carrie, good to see us. Good day, Jim. Love, my love. Katya, good day. Soul Tribe in chat. Absolutely. Carrie, thank you so much for being here. Lindsay, the truth is, Lindsay's using her crystal ball to see into the future here, that we are all too attached to the matrix system as we were born into it, some more attached than others, but still, all of us are attached. If you weren't still attached, you wouldn't still be talking about elections and pretending the ball in the Balchinian somehow was elected by our votes. Well, absolutely. That's very good. I'm not sure why people think. Let's see. I'm just unsure why people think will change at will change at this point. I think I'm putting together what you were saying there, Lindsay. There are people changing so fast at this point. I don't think we can carry the roles anymore. I think there's people flipping over. Just before I had to come on the show, I was over at Natural Grocers because I had ran out of my methylfolate, and I was wanting to pick one up right away. And I wanted to get an NMN, Nancy Mike Nancy. I wanted to get that because it's the precursor to NAC, and it's hard to find sometimes. Debbie Nunez, good to see you. Tony Culver, good to see you as well. Thank you guys so much for being here. So anyway, I went over there, but the problem is when you walk through there, you're thinking, oh, man, there's all these weird people, you know. Well, but you get to talking to them, and I talked to a gentleman there today, and I did get a chance to talk to him for a little bit about cayenne pepper and copper and chromium picolinate and a few other things, and I was able to go in there and see, you know, talk to him, but I didn't know what he was like. I didn't know what his beliefs were, and He was all about Trump and all about the white hats and all about, you know, the whole illusion of things. He was on top of it. And so it's interesting that even in a Natural Grocers where you don't always know who your enemy or your foe is going to be, I'm finding a lot more pink and purple and blue hairs that are actually jumping over to our side because it's no longer this whole, you know, the vaccine, right? People are really feeling the difference, and they're seeing the lies, and they're seeing the southern border, and they're seeing the Ukraine war, and they're seeing Israel, and they're seeing the deficit, and they're seeing all this stuff. And whatever, I don't care what door that they come into this movement with, as long as they walk through a door, as long as they get there somehow, And some of them are getting there through the vaccine because of vaccine injuries. Some people are getting there because of the deficit. Some people are getting there because of Ukraine. Some people are getting there because of Israel. Some people are getting there because they're feeling the shift in the energy and who they are, and they understand that Source wants them to grow and be amazing and be selfless in who they are. And I'm seeing those positives across the board, but it is actually really hard now. I could tell you that I could walk through a room and go, conservative, not awake, kind of awake, conservative, kind of awake, not awake. I could just do it, right? I could just check the room, knew who was on board. Now I'm finding that I have to kind of do a little bit. Okay, so what do you know about, what do you know about? And so I'm trying to figure out where they're at. And when I do that, I absolutely suddenly find myself going down a trail with them, a rabbit hole with them. But what I do is I drop in all the other things that they're not talking about, right? Bloop, 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 going down through it, right? So if I start down the health path, like, yeah, well, the election, who would have thought that? Who wants another war? Who wants somebody to die in the machine? No, but, and so again, you see those things and boom, it actually comes out. So let's see what Lindsay has here. But the point is, I'm being corrected. So anytime they say what the point is, so let's see what we got here, that it doesn't matter how many people start thinking differently or voting differently. The system is rigged. The whole country could vote for Trump and he still won't win. But even if he does win, we'll still have the rest of the corrupt government to deal with, the corruption agencies, the corrupt education system. Well, Lindsay, I agree with you on all those, but I do believe we're getting there. I do believe we're going to see something change in a big, big way. Ask them if they wore the sunglasses or the glasses during the eclipse. Oh, I didn't. I did not wear glasses during the eclipse. I looked at it full on. Even though we were only an 87% eclipse here in Wichita, I still look straight at it. Maybe because of being in the military. So there we go. Well, guys, we've got a lot of great conversations going on here. And I want you guys to think about how this whole thing is coming together. You know, when I sit there and I listen to the potato or the pedo in chief, and I listen to him say, you know, oh, you know, Trump this, Trump that. He couldn't get away from Trump. But guys, I'm telling you right now, if I talk like this and I can't even talk as slow as he does. That's the problem. The cadence and the mumbling in which he talks, I'm not there. I don't think I can do it. So he gets up there, and if I were to do this show and the way that Joe speaks, first of all, would you guys listen? No. Would you guys think I have a mental deficiency, some type of a fallacy about me, that there's something wrong? Yeah. You'd be like, what's wrong with this guy? Has he got a stroke? What's the deal? But there's a legacy media out there who wants to believe that it's okay to continue to prop him up. But we don't have to. Every single study, every single person out there, Lindsay. That distracted me on that one. Let's do this. We have the ability to go into this whole thing and create a change with only 1-3% adaptation. 1-3% exception, 1-3% absorption. The problem is that we have the absorption, we have the penetration, we have the flip rate, we have all those things. But the people that have it just don't believe that they have the power. They don't think they've done it because they've been told that they can't. They've been told it doesn't happen. They've been told there is no such thing as change. And they believe in the fear mongering that says that we don't have the ability to do anything. I think we have the ability to do everything. I think there's a lot more to us than we realize. I think it's going to get greater for us as we stand up and we say, not today. as we begin to learn that there are things that we have to be honest. Guys, I'm going to tell you, let me stop for a second here. You are powerful. You are amazing. You don't need permission for anything. You have the ability to do anything you want. But stop living in their fear. Stop living in their concept. Stop living in their programming. Let me explain something to you. I'm only here because you observed me. Listen to what I just said. I only exist when you observe me, when you pay attention to me, when you share and like and push this information out to other people. That's how I become alive. That's how I become effective. And so when you think about what you put your energy towards, or you put it towards the negative, do you put it towards the positive? Do you put it towards tearing others down? Do you put it into building people up? What does it look like for you? What does the world around you look like? What does it end up being? And when you think about how you observe me and you push me back out to the world and I become more observable, it works in the same thing, same way of what you pay attention to. Do you pay attention? Do you put your energy into the matrix? Do you put your energy into the dollar? Do you put your energy into the corrupt government? Do you put your energy into the elite, the parasites of this world? Where do you put your energy? Where do you put your focus? What does it look like when you are amazing? When you think about it, you're putting energy towards it. When you harbor it in your heart, you're making it more and more important. So harbor in your heart your constitution. Harbor in your heart goodwill for others. Harbor in your heart the ability to understand how wrong you can be. And that's the punchline of the whole thing. That's the emphasis of everything I was just saying. When you can learn to admit how wrong you are, when you can learn to admit that you don't understand the history because they've taught it to us wrong, when you don't understand the chemistry because they taught it to us wrong, when you don't understand the biology because they taught it to us wrong, when you don't understand how the Constitution works because they taught it to us wrong, when you learn that even the people at your church may get up there and say a lot of fanciful things that'll make you feel guilty, make you weep, make you beg for forgiveness from your creator, that maybe even that guy wasn't giving you the truth because he didn't know the truth, because he didn't understand the truth, because he was only teaching you what he was taught and tested to. When he tests to an answer on a quiz so he can pass Bible school, did he answer because he's a free thinker and found the way to actually get something to you and bring the world to a better place because of that? Did he develop his own free thinking method to show you how to free think and be amazing and be empowered in your own strength? No. See, the problem is that he tested to a test at Moody Bible Institute. Or I don't have a problem with Bible Institutes. I don't have a problem with those. You do what you want. But did you study to the actual knowledge, or did you study to a test, to answer the test in a way that you felt your professor or your teacher or one of those what people out there were actually teaching you to? See the difference there? When you free think, when you allow yourself to be wrong, when you can admit to yourself you can be wrong, when you find the fallacies in yourself and you say, hey, I wasn't honest, or I didn't realize I thought I was teaching you guys the right thing, and here's what I found out, I have to retract my statement. When you can do that, when you can admit how wrong you can be and how wrong you really are, that's where the healing starts. That's where the real progression of it, of of things happen. That's where the change into the future really occurs. So be mindful when you say things in your heart, when you say things out loud, when you harbor them in your mind, they become real. So don't study to the test. Don't study to an answer to please your teacher or your professor. Be willing to go out there and question your history, question your reality, question the geology of the earth, question whether or not we understand how the earth really works, and we think that we all know these things, and Mother Earth is, you know, from yesterday's Earth Day, oh, Mother Earth, and all this other stuff. In reality, guys, when you admit that you don't know what you know, and you don't think that you're right, that's where the real journey of knowledge begins. When you think you've got it all figured out, and when you wag your finger and you lecture people and you tell them how wrong they are, that's ego. When you learn how to find yourself and say, you know what, I'm not always right. I have things that I need to work on. I'm still working on me. I'm trying to get my heart in the right place. I'm trying to make sure my future is going to be amazing. Remember, your future is a reflection of your heart now. Make sure your heart's in the right place every single day, being better than the day before. That's all part of that. Being better than the day before means you weren't that great yesterday. That means you can be better today. That means that yesterday, even though it was a great day yesterday, it's not as good as today. That means yesterday you weren't perfect. And today you're not perfect because tomorrow you're going to try to be better than you were today. And so if your preacher, teacher, pastor, whoever isn't talking about his fallacies and how short his shortcomings and how he's working on how great he is, and he's only pointing out how you are the sinner and you are the lesser than, and then you are the sackcloth wearing sinner you should be, well, that sounds like an awful lot of ego to me. So I will say to you again, when you learn inside yourself that you're not perfect, and you understand that you are fallible and you have things that you have to work on, and you're going to continue to be a better man than you were the day before every single day, when you work through those things and you begin to believe that and you find yourself, guys, I think about how amazing my body feels compared to where I was 8, 9, 10 years ago. And I think about myself 6 years ago when I started the show and how things, you know, were progressing, and I was still going through the court stuff and all those things. I thought I was doing pretty good, and I thought I was getting better, and I thought I was getting better, but I believe now today I'm being better, but tomorrow I'm still going to be better than I am today. Because I want to work on me. Because I want me to understand what the world is really about. And so that I could be a teacher and a guide and someone who could mentor and help people through this maze of life and get out of this programming. Because, guys, I could go back to the programming. I could make a lot of money going back to the programming. I could make a lot of money. If I go plug back in and get back into the matrix the way I was 8 years ago, I could make a lot of money. All my financial problems go away instantaneously. Does it mean I can build great projects and do big things and put in secured facilities and do all these things? Yeah. But in reality, guys, I know right here, right in my heart, I know that this is where I need to be and this is what I should be doing. And I should be doing more of it. And I want to make sure that I'm going to bring you guys great knowledge every single day so that you guys can find yourself in a better place. And if you could take the little seeds of knowledge and the little things that I have learned and you can find yourself growing from those, that's when everything comes together. That's when all of this is worth it. My sacrificing of the zeros I can make per year, my position in a corporate ladder of things, my ability to come and go as I freely, you know, as I feel freely to, as I can spend money in any way I want. But at the end of the day, this is where I need to be. I need to be this guy for you guys. And I like this guy. Oh, I know how to do construction. I know engineering. I know business management. I know how to do all this stuff. I've done $400 million projects. One project, $400 million. And I was doing dozens of them. Anywhere from 10 to 20 to 50 projects at a time. I knew how to manage them. I knew how to write the contract. I knew what I was doing. Now, can I go back to that and plug right back in? Oh, yeah, in an instant. But at the end of the day, your heart, your mind, your soul is worth more to me than any amount of zeros I can make in the corporate world. This is where my heart needs to be. You guys are where I want to be. This is what I want to do for everybody. And I want to talk shit about Uncle Joe, and I want to talk about Big Mike, and I want to say, hey, Uncle Barry and Uncle Aunt Hillary and Uncle Bill, and I want to talk about the elitists, and I want to do all those things. Because that's what's going to make you feel like you have the power to stand up on your own, and I don't have to be there. Because when you stand up on your own and your neighbors and your family and your friends start standing up, then we do this all together and the wave of change comes along and we can all feel better because we can live free and have liberty of the mind. That's the ultimate goal of this whole thing, guys. Is that we don't need the small g government in our life. We just need our creator, our big G God sitting on the throne and saying, this is who I draw my breath from, not the small g government. I don't need that. I can do my own thing. I don't need the government to give me a fire department. I don't need the government to give me a police department. I don't need the government to give me an education. I don't need the government to do all these things. I don't. If the government stayed within their lane, if they stayed between the ditches that we gave them in the Constitution that says national security and immigration, then we wouldn't have to worry about the emoluments clause or any other things where we sit here and talk about, you know, cutting of, splitting of hairs where it says that, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. Guys, if they stayed in their lane, we would be so free and so full of liberty. We wouldn't even begin to understand how to live in the life we are living in right now. The life we live in right now is so horrible. This is a slave system. Just got a lot more steps to it. The sad part of it is as creative as we are and as bountiful as we are and as amazing as we are, even though we're under this much pressure, just gives you hope that humans are amazing. Humans have a lot of great things about them. And if we look around and we realize that those human beings are stuck in a slave system and it is our job to help them out, when you start living that way and you start going out of your way to like share the Jim Price Show, talk and bring people in, wear your shirt. Jill said she was wearing her corner of badass and cool shit t-shirt yesterday when she was out and about. Thank you for that, Jill, for that advertising. That's awesome. So start with your mission here. Start with your daily fill up here. That's why I do this on the daily update. That's why I'm here, is because I want to make sure to keep your guys' cup full. But remember, you got to share with others. You got to make sure that when you observe me, others observe me. Because I don't exist unless you observe me. I'm not who I am unless you're paying attention. And that's why I call out your name, and that's why I engage with you, and that's why I talk to you, because when I give you emphasis, when I call out your name, when I talk about your statements, when I see you, you become real. I see you, Curly Mae. I see you, Debbie. I see you, Leanne. I see you, Tony, and I see all the others out there. When I see you, you become real. Edward's out there. He's making himself very real. Lindsay's making herself very real. Ken is doing a good job. Carrie's doing a great job. All these people are out there making themselves real. Because when they observe me, I observe them, and we share that realness together. It is that simple. So don't run past yourself. Don't think that there's something else out there. Don't think it's when you get your first $1 million. It's every single dollar. $1, you send $1 to the Jim Price Show. I'm not flushing it down the toilet, guys. I'm using it to keep myself alive, to keep things going here, and to be able to travel to events and spread the word. So the people will observe me and I will observe them. That's how we do it. That's why church works. That's why AA works. That's why the 12 steps work, because it's about you coming together and you helping others and listening to them when you observe them and they observe you, it becomes real. And it's almost that simple. Observe each other. Become observable. Be a part of what we are going to do here. Edward goes, like Jean-Luc Picard says, number one, engage. Make it so. That's it. Guys, you have all the power in the world. Everything is in your hand. And don't ever let anybody tell you. Now, guys, granted, my power is going to be different than your power. Your power is going to be different than someone else's power. But what that power is when you start standing on your feet and you start knowing who you are, you become unstoppable in your God-given gifts and who you really are. It's that simple. And if you guys are hearing, if you guys are giving 10% of your wages to your church and your preacher did not give you a lesson like that in the last 10 years, you might want to think about changing churches or changing where you donate your money to. I'm just saying. Because by the way, if you look up the King James Version, giving unto Caesar's what is Caesar's was put in there under King James. That actually was not part of the Hebrew script in the Bible. And as soon as we start realizing that the Bible has a lot of inferences and things in there that may or may not be real, we will find ourselves on a path of healing. All right, guys, remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. The world will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line. Hold fast. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise. Don't make promise. Can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never limits you. You've always been the answer. We are the people. Know your power. Know who you are. Stand up. And if that means standing up and being quiet, then stand up and be quiet. That means saying something to someone in the grocery line, then say something to someone in the grocery line. When you get a chance, open your pie hole. Don't put pie in it unless it's after dinner, but open your mouth and say something to everybody and make sure that they know where you stand, because you know what? At the end of the day, they're not paying your bills and they can't fire you. So live your best life out there, man. Do what you got to do to be amazing. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Sorry about last night's Zoom call. We will have one next week, next Monday. We will do one at 7 p.m. Central. We will get back to the Zoom call next Monday. I did forget last night, so I apologize for that. I didn't realize. I don't know. I just wasn't paying attention. I forgot. So sorry about that. We will have the Zoom call back again next Monday at 7 p.m. Central, and I'll try to remind you guys the Zoom call link that we have out from last week will be the same Zoom call for the next year, and I will renew it after a year's time. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here, all right? So I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.